Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6/16, Memorial Day 2020. Certainly different than others we have experienced. Highs of 88 today, with a 40% chance for downpours. And really, at this point in May, we're going to be talking about chances for showers, right? Because you know it's going to be hot and humid. 60% chance for rain Tuesday, 70% chance for heavy rain on Wednesday, Thursday likewise, and then we're into our regular summertime pattern after that. The market is closed today, but Mark Rose is nice enough to come on and join us for Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Professor of Finance at UNO, my alma mater. I saw something over the weekend, and I wanted to ask you this starting off. Somebody made the comparison, and I know you're a football fan, of free agency in the NFL, where now rarely does somebody begin their career with a team slash company, and then they end up retiring with that team slash company and get the gold watch. It's just not like that anymore, is it? And along those lines, how is this pandemic likely to affect that?
Yeah, that'll be an interesting question going forward, Tom, because how do we react? What is consumer behavior? That's probably the biggest single thing coming out of this pandemic. It's like, what are people going to do? You know, some stores are opening and different businesses are opening, or airlines are starting to fly. All those type of resorts, the cruise industry. I'm hearing from people who say, you know what, it doesn't matter to me if I get on a plane over the next 2 years or not. And these are people that might be inclined to travel every year, and not 10 times a year, maybe once or twice, but it's like, I'm just not doing it. It could wait. What's the rush? So the consumer behavior part's going to be a big deal. And you're right. I'm seeing through a lot of my students coming out of, back to your question, coming out of school, many of them are not certain what they want to do. That's not a big change or surprise. But when they're getting into a particular job, I do see them saying, well, I can move. And I'm not going to stay at that particular job and get the gold watch after 20 years, as you mentioned. So it's, you know, they're more mobile than people have ever been. They don't mind saying, look, I'll go work in Texas. I'm going to look at something in New York. I'm going to look at those things. And I think that's a big difference from when I was getting out of my undergrad. You try to find, I mean, just that's where people said, you know, try to find a job in your hometown. And it was once you're in. You know, fast forward 30 or 40 years, you're still there. So they're more mobile than ever, and it's the, you know, mobile devices and the things that they will gravitate to that I think make them that way. And I'm not saying that's bad. It's just that, you know, they have a wider look at the world because the world is brought to them on their tablets and in internet and all the things that didn't exist when you and I were graduating.
Also, from the company's standpoint, I mean, I would think the way technology is exponentially advancing, that the people today, 20 years from now, even though their skills will have been raised in this age and they honed their skills in this age, there's still going to be somebody, again, like in the NFL, that's 20 years younger, that grew up in an even more advanced age and is probably willing to do the job for a little less money and have a little more knowledge, a little more aptitude?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's part of the equation as well. And I guess people have had to worry about that, you know, throughout history. That's not so much a surprise to us. But, you know, I keep telling them that, you know, they will have a harder time than you and I did. I think we could find work, or at least I did, speak for myself, find work without the competition that they will have. They have so many of their peers, where I had fewer of my peers looking for the same work. So I continue to school them. Guys, y'all got to sit up straighter than I did, because you have more competition. And if you're saying, well, I'm going to just go to another state, I said, well, what do you think's over there? No, nobody's working over there. You're going to be the only one. And, you know, their head gravitates toward, let's say, a bigger city with a bigger market. Let's say the Dallas and the Houstons or the Atlantas or the New Yorks. So, well, keep in mind, you're going to have a proportional amount of people with you trying to find work at the same time. And you've got to be competitive. You've got to be, you know, if you're thinking about something, you know, some of them think sexy thoughts like I'm going to be in the finance department, so I want to be an investment banker and those things. Well, a lot of people are saying that. It's a very competitive field. Be careful what you wish for is usually my advice to them. And it's like I think you might just broaden your field there a little bit, and you've got to be prepared to accept other work if that dream job isn't coming forward.
Yeah, I think we're saying the same thing differently. What I was thinking is back in the day, they'd say, are you kidding me? He's been with the company 25 years. He's experienced. He's seen it all. There's no way we'd let him go, as opposed to now. Guy's been here 20 years. I can bring somebody in for half the price that might know more about it. We're going to take a break, pick it up here when we come back. I'm going to talk to you about Hertz when we come back. They declared bankruptcy, but it's easy to blame that on COVID, but I think they're on their sixth CEO in 4 years, or maybe it's the other way around. We'll talk more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. If you have any questions or comments about the market or the economy, you can text them in 870-870, and I'll pass them along to Mark as we continue Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, Professor of Finance at my alma mater, UNO. We'll be right back, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mark Rosa, our friend Mark Rosa, Professor of Finance at UNO, my alma mater, about the markets, the stock market closed today, and about the economy in general. So, Mark, I was asking you before, Hertz declared bankruptcy, the fourth CEO in 6 years, so it's hard to say that this is corona-related, or would you say corona was the dagger that did him in? Or that...
I think the...
Go ahead.
No, I think the latter. I think you said it right. I think it was a dagger that did him in. You know, what a shame. It's a 102-year-old company, and by the end of March, Hertz Global Holdings, they're kind of their parent, had racked up about $18 billion in debt with $1 billion of cash available. So it doesn't take much. If your business kind of falls off a cliff, they don't have enough money to just live from day to day. Bankruptcy was almost inevitable. Some of their competition is performing much better than they are. And, goes back to some of the companies that are really showing promise right now, the ones that have really strong balance sheets with not a lot of borrowings. And, you know, Microsoft is one. It's just they're just going to be fine. You know, Walmart is one. They're just going to be fine. So this kind of unveils what was happening to some companies behind the scenes. And you take just a recession. It could be caused by a pandemic, caused by any other market related thing. And just the weak ones will pop up very quickly, seeking bankruptcy protection. They have nowhere else to go.
How uncommon is it for big companies like that to emerge from bankruptcy and come back to being competitive? Because I don't know how the internet would, well, I guess other than people working from home, I don't know if that would really have anything to do with rental cars other than the people that have been in an accident. How does that business work, do you know?
Well, many of them will they'll seek bankruptcy protection. They'll go under what's called the Chapter 11. That's a reorganization. And, you know, Borders did it. Borders, the bookstore. Okay, they sought bankruptcy protection, go under reorganization, closed a bunch of stores that they felt weren't profitable. You lay off people, unfortunately. You know, there's a lot of destruction within the process. We're going to emerge, and we're going to be, you know, leaner and meaner, and we're going to do a better job. It didn't take long. Their business model was a little bit not the strongest. So then they filed Chapter 7, which is a liquidation. There is no Borders. So you have a lot of the airlines that have filed chapter 11 and then possibly a 7 over time. But, you know, like a Delta, they've filed bankruptcy before. They've come out of it. So it's just fragile. And when you have, I think the current environment is certainly not going to be supportive of them. I mean, nobody's knocking themselves down right now to buy a rental car. And incidentally, the used car market, I think, is going to depress further because they're trying to get rid of a lot of their fleet. Hertz is to raise money. They're selling these cars and the Corvettes and all that stuff that people might be interested in selling those first. Well, that's coming on to the back of any other car company is trying to sell big ticket items, durable goods items. So I think those prices are going to depress even further. So it's a bad time for them. It's a bad time for a lot of companies. But, you know, that's what happens. That's what the bankruptcy is there for, to try to get them back on their feet and maybe emerge a little bit more healthy.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time as always. Hope you have a safe Memorial Day.
Yes, sir. To you too. Thank you, Tom.
Mark Rosa, you bet. Professor of Finance at UNO. Of course, we'll talk to Mark on Friday, Managing Your Money with Mark. So get your personal financial questions ready. You can text them in 87870. Might be better to hang on to them and then text them in on Friday morning, but make an appointment because Mark will be here to answer your questions at 7:45. Taking a break, come back, talking about NLPD here on WWL. Right now, we pause for an update from Dave Cohen, WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.